in Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230. And 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. Pretty nice day outside. The sun is shining and things are moving right along here. Well, this is January the 20th. We're already almost through the first month of 2021, leaving 2020 behind, but so far 2021's got its issues as well, but 2020 was obviously a tough year for everyone, and today we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Can't complain.
Yeah, like you said, it's a beautiful day outside for, for it being January.
Exactly. Exactly. So things going well, I guess, at the council?
Absolutely, and like you said, 2021 isn't perfect, but looking forward to it getting even better here pretty soon.
I saw something the other day that said, please cancel my subscription for 2021. I don't like the first seven-day trial.
That's such a good point. And it has to look up at some point, right? The coronavirus, the vaccine's out, things are looking up. We gotta focus on the future.
Exactly. Exactly. So I guess we're just going to kind of talk about new beginnings, fresh starts, and everything this year here this morning. I'll tell you what, let's take our break and we'll get that out of the way and we'll come back and talk. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And again, this is The People Speak. And again, today we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about new year underway, and Kelsey, that offers us some hope of a new start. As we mentioned, 2020 was tough. One thing is a weight gain was I guess a kind of a big issue, you know. I mean, not out doing a whole lot and stuff, the gyms are closed and everything, so I know I for one, you know, gained quite a few pounds.
Yeah, and a lot of people did. So many people are feeling the struggle from 2020 still with the quarantine 15 or the COVID curves that people are talking about. And it's not really surprising because our lives were really turned upside down. We were staying home more. We were more stressed, snacking more, exercising less, and really just developing some bad habits over the past year. So in 2021, it's time to focus on getting back on track for a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't, you know, I mean, being part of the older generation, I guess, not old generation, older, you know, the working from home was kind of interesting, though. You know, I know a lot of people, it's like, well, no, that's not the way it was. Well, I know, it's kind of neat the way that, you know, a lot of people, you know, found out you can do a lot of stuff, you know, without having to actually go into an office.
Absolutely. It was kind of refreshing to see how quickly people can adapt to the situation. And for some people, it worked out really well. So, you know, and we just have to figure out our routine, even if we are still working from home.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes it was kind of tough, especially if they, you know, had kids at home and stuff, because the kids were home because they were home, you know, I mean, they couldn't go to school. So made it interesting.
Absolutely.
At times. But
and we know that can add stress to the equation.
Exactly. What kind of things can we do in this new year to help create some healthier habits?
The big thing is to kind of take a good look at your current habits and see what's going well and what's not. Because like you said, some people really enjoyed working from home in this new routine that they've created. And some things might be going really, really good for you, making you feel good, keeping you healthy, and really setting good examples for your family and friends. But then also really take a hard look at the things that aren't working that we can perhaps improve on too, and just thinking about those habits that aren't really serving us well.
Right. Kind of establish, I mean, a new routine all the way around.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
What kind of things should we ask ourselves as we try to determine where we can make these improvements, especially like with our eating?
Yes. So the first thing is to look at your eating pattern. What foods are you eating a lot of? What is your timing on your meals and snacks? I know a lot of people don't think that that matters, but it truly does. What time of day are we eating? How far apart are we eating? And things like that. You might want to keep a food record to see how you're doing and make sure that you are choosing foods from all five food groups, including dairy and protein and whole grains and fruits and vegetables as well, because each food group really provides a different assortment of nutrients. And so if you're not getting in all of those food groups, you're really missing out on foods that are like fruits and vegetables that are rich in fiber and vitamins and minerals, and then dairy because it has 9 essential nutrients, and making sure that you get in 3 servings a day of your dairy to get your calcium and vitamin D and potassium too, because all these vitamins and minerals are super important for your metabolism so that your body works properly.
Exactly.
And then just also making sure that like your eating pattern is really fueling your body. Like you're pairing foods together like protein with carbohydrates and having a well-balanced meal. And then also staying hydrated, that's super, super important. And then also making sure that you're getting exercise in too. I know that's the toughest one for me.
right. You know, I mean, before all this, I was going to the gym doing the exercise bike and things like that. And it's different going to a gym and doing it. You seem to be more dedicated to it than if you buy an exercise bike and put it in your living room or something, because then it kind of sits there and becomes a clothes hanger. But you know, takes a little more discipline.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I have an elliptical at home, and I'll be on it, and then I'll be like, oh well, I could really start dinner right now, and hop right off of it. There's so many more things distracting you at home.
Exactly. I guess, you know, you mentioned dairy too, and that's kind of a unique food group because it provides a lot of essential nutrients. And you mentioned.
Yes, exactly. And it's really great for your metabolism. It has the perfect, you know, if you are picking up a workout routine too, a chocolate milk is the perfect amount of carbohydrates, protein, and fat to help you recover from that workout too, in addition to all of those nutrients that are going to help out your metabolism. So it is kind of a unique food group when we're talking about health and fitness and trying to get back on track.
You mentioned it. We've talked about it before, but you know, a lot of people still have this misconception that chocolate milk is bad because it's more calories and it's, you know, make you fat. And
yeah, you think, oh well, it's kind of a sugary beverage, and sugary beverages have gotten a bad rep. But the difference between a sugary beverage like a soda and a sugary beverage like chocolate milk is that chocolate milk is still very nutrient dense. It still packs all the same nutrients that regular milk packs. So it definitely has a nutritional bang for your buck, but while still being extremely enjoyable, if I might say.
Right. What about your eating pattern as far as getting through the day?
Yeah, that is so important. I mentioned earlier kind of taking a look at your meal pattern and how far apart you're eating. First, starting off with your breakfast. So I know a lot of people are so busy, they're rushing off to work in the morning, and they'll forget to eat breakfast. That's usually the first meal that people will drop. But breakfast is so important to get in those nutrients first thing in the morning, and also to get your metabolism rolling so that your body can work properly throughout the day. So making sure you're getting your breakfast in, and then not eating too far apart, and making sure we're getting healthy snacks in between to fuel our bodies.
Right, because if you don't eat breakfast, you're going to be hungry because you haven't eaten in a number of hours, and then I guess your body kind of looks at that and thinks, oh, let's kick into starvation mode because we're not getting food. So then they slow everything down, right?
It slows down that metabolism, and it holds on to the next meal that you put in there, which is not a great thing because by that meal we're starving. So we're filling our body with whatever we're craving at that point. So, yes, staying ahead of your hunger cues and really making sure you're fueling your body with not empty calories like sweets and fried foods that we all love, but filling it with really, really nutritious foods and getting in those nutrients, like I mentioned with the flavored milk or fruit and yogurt parfait or cheese with your vegetables and things like that.
Right. What are some habits that people might want to change? You know, like I said, we've mentioned a few, but I mean, obviously being inactive is one thing that would be a good thing to change.
Absolutely. So picking up a new habit, like working out, getting in your hydration, focusing on those nutrient-rich foods like dairy that I mentioned with those 9 essential vitamins and minerals, getting in your breakfast every day, having all of those food groups in your diet, and pairing those food groups together. Like I mentioned some pairings before, but you could pair broccoli with cheese or milk with a whole grain cereal. There's lots of ways that you can get those nutrients in throughout the day, making sure you're getting all 5 of those food groups.
I mean, obviously, another thing, too, and you mentioned, you know, choosing the right foods. You want to choose the right portion as well.
Yes, and that is a very important point. Yes, portion sizes are a tough one for me, and sometimes I need to get my measuring cups and kind of rein it in to figure out where is an appropriate portion size. So if that's something that is a struggle for you, you can always, you know, start measuring your portions, or if you're not even sure where to start on portions, maybe reaching out to a dietitian to figure out what your needs are and what you need for your body.
You know, I know I've in the past looked at something and think, you know, what is the actual recommended portion size? And I look at it and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. <You know>? Compared to what I would normally eat, you know, I'm eating about 3 or 4 portions, I guess.
Exactly. And that is such a common thing. I can't say that I don't struggle with that too, but that's such a common thing in our society that we just have a tough understanding of what portion sizes are. And that's a good place to start. And a big thing too is not to get yourself overwhelmed with too many things at once, making sure that maybe this week we're going to focus on portions, and next week we're going to focus on getting our water in and all of that and our hydration. And then the week after that, we'll focus on exercise, just not overwhelming yourself all at once.
Right. And kind of watch the over-reliance on fast foods and dining out. I mean, it's been a little tougher in the past year because of COVID and that, as far as a lot of your restaurants, you know, are drive-through only, or, you know, they've cut out, dine-in service and whatever, but, you know, still, I see some pretty long lines at some of the restaurants. So, I mean, people are still eating out, but you want to kind of avoid an over-reliance on that.
Yeah, and also, even if, you know, right now it's just a crazy time, so we're relying on convenience foods and things that are comfortable for us, even if you are needing a night to not cook, because I know we're all sick of cooking, maybe just trying to make better choices when you are going to those restaurants too is a big goal to reach as well.
Kind of set up a plan for the week would make it good, you know, as far as what you're going to prepare and everything.
Yes, and that's something that helps me so much, is if I go to the grocery store with a plan of what I'm going to make for the week, I end up making way better choices at the grocery store instead of just picking things up on the fly. So plans are super important, getting ahead of the game so that you're not feeling so overwhelmed with the decisions. That's a great, great way to get on track.
Right. All right, we got another break here. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take that, and then we will come back and talk some more. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be back talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about some healthier eating, I guess we could call it, in 2021. And what we've talked about some ideas. What are some simple ideas to help improve our eating habits at home?
So one thing I always tell people is when you have a lot of room for improvement, start with some small changes to get you going in the right direction. A lot of times these little changes can lead to big improvements in your health. Like if you're, for a good example would be if you're a big soda drinker, maybe cutting down from 5 sodas a day to 3 sodas a day would be an improvement, absolutely. So making sure that you choose goals that are small and measurable and also attainable, and maybe just, you know, start with 1 or 2 goals like this, and when meeting those goals become easy and they become habits in your life, then build upon them by adding a few more new goals, like going for 30-minute walks every day or something like that. And then also just making sure that you're taking care of yourself and your body, and not completely changing your diet and exercise routine, because let me tell you, whenever you do that, it's really easy to fall off track and go back to old habits. So like I said, small, measurable, attainable goals that you can feel comfortable achieving, and then build upon those here in 2021, the year of health. And then also, if you need help with this, just seek out a registered dietitian or for nutrition advice, or maybe get a personal trainer to help you meet your fitness goals. There's people out there that want to help and help you with consistency and accountability too.
Right, right. It always helps to get someone kind of encouraging you or giving you some ideas and stuff. I know a lot of times I'll sit there and think, well, I don't know what else I could do, you know, and someone else might say, oh, well, have you tried this?
Yeah, and get some ideas even from family and friends, or someone in your life can keep you accountable too, just like, you know, a friend. Be like, hey, I'm really wanting to stick on this. Will you check in on me every once in a while and make sure that I am sticking to my routine, make me accountable for what I'm doing? That's a way to do it too.
What do you suggest?
Absolutely.
What do you suggest for someone who might needs to make some major changes? I mean, they're really off track, and
yeah, and like I said, that is where we want to start with the small changes, because even though we need to make these major changes in our life, starting with something small is the way that we're going to get there. Because if we, you know, need a goal of like 100 pounds, that's a huge goal. But if we say, well, right now I'm shooting for 5 pounds, then it seems more attainable. So making sure that you're starting small with a goal that you can actually reach and seems more achievable is the way to go. And also, you know, it stinks with coronavirus right now. We can't do like group classes and things like that make us more accountable, but there are apps, there are, you know, use your family and friends, different ways to get that consistency in, because consistency is definitely key with this.
True, true. And that's one of the tougher parts of it, is the consistency. You know, I mean, getting started is always easy, or usually easy. Staying with something is where it gets a little tougher.
Absolutely. And I know I am great Monday through Friday, and the weekend hits and things just get out of control because you're out of your routine and you have social things that you want to do. So that's the tough part too. And that's just being human. So if you do fall off track, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So just hop right back on. It's not the end of the world, and just get back on track on Monday again.
Exactly, exactly. You mentioned soda earlier too. You know, in the past I had lost some weight at one time, and I ended up like cut myself down to like one soda every other day. You know, I mean, previous to that, you know, I was getting one or two every, you know, going to work and then one or two coming home from work, you know, and it's like, it's amazing how much just a small change can make.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean you have to completely cut it out of your life just to make a change. You could just cut back. And that's a great example. And we talked about, you know, chocolate milk earlier, and lots of people worry that's not healthy because it's so delicious. And that's not the case. That is that's a healthy beverage because it has so many nutrients packed into it. So making choices like that, maybe we'll pick up a chocolate milk today instead of a soda so that we can have a beverage that we really enjoy, but know that we're also getting really good nutrition from it too.
Exactly. And where is that listeners can go to again if they want more information?
Yeah, head to our website at stldairycouncil.org or follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more dairy tips at STL Dairy Council as well.
And I know you post a lot of delicious recipes on there at times too.
Yeah, there's tons of recipes, dairy information, and even some fun stuff sprinkled in here and there. But all of our recipes are always posted on our website. So if you need some inspiration for kicking off the new year, go to our website in the recipe section at scldairycouncil.org.
All right. Well, Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, and everyone have a wonderful new year.
All right, and we'll talk to you in February.
Sounds great.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.